Oh, you're in for a good one today. We are talking about reality transurfing. And I'm thinking about starting transurfing on Tuesdays. So tell me what you think. And today we're talking about pendulums and advantage in reality transurfing. You're listening to the Stop the Mind Screw podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Owen, certified fitness trainer and mindset coach since 2002, transforming lives in magic fashion, teaching Stop the Mind Screw process. As I mentioned earlier, I want to start opening up the book, Reality Transurfing, just to see what kind of answers it gives me. And today, I found on page 73, discussion of advantage and pendulums and how to dance with them, because that's one of my favorite topics. And that is a mind screw when you let the pendulum get involved with your energy. On page 72, it says, instead of playing the game of a destructive pendulum, seek out pendulums that benefit you in some way by their game. Acquire the habit of giving your attention to all that is positive and good. As soon as you see, read, or hear something pleasing or encouraging, hold it in your thoughts and let it lift your spirits. Imagine that you're walking through a forest where there are beautiful flowers as well as poisonous thorns. Which ones would you choose? If you could pick a bunch of elderberry flowers and put them in a vase in your home, you will soon get a headache. What would be the point of that? It is the same thing as reacting to destructive pendulums. It is better to pick a jasmine flower, admire its beauty, and savor its aroma. Let in the things that are positive, and you will be greeted on your path by ever more good news and auspicious opportunity. Once you have experienced a brief moment of inspiration or joy, it is easy to get pulled back into the stresses of your daily routine. The feeling of elation is forgotten, and the working day takes over. To keep the festive feeling in your life, first and foremost, you have to remember it. Habit makes us jump headfirst back into the monotony of everyday life. The negative pendulums make us forget whatever the good thing was that happened, and we lose a sense of the pleasure it gave us. You have to support the little flame of enthusiasm and nourish the feeling it gives you inside. Observe how life is moving in a better direction. Take hold of any straw of happiness you are offered and look for good signs in everything. At the very least, it will keep you from being bored. It is essential to remember that in every minute you give to the transurfing practice, you are consciously moving towards your dream, setting the course of your own destiny. This is, in itself, imparts a feeling of calm, confidence, and happiness that helps you stay positive. Once this feeling becomes a habit, you will be constantly riding the crest of the wave of good fortune. Be happy for all that you have in this given moment. Being happy, by definition, is no empty invocation. Sometimes circumstances unfold in such a way that is genuinely difficult to be content. But nonetheless, from a practical point of view, expressing your dissatisfaction is highly disadvantageous. You want to get to the lifelines that inspire you, but you cannot make that shift if your energy field is filled with the vibration of dissatisfaction. Good lifelines differ in that the circumstances you encounter fill your thoughts with happiness and contentment. Good news is quickly forgotten because it gives us no cause for concern. In contrast, bad news evokes an active response because it poses a potential threat. If you do not let bad news into your heart, you will not allow it into your life. Close yourself off to bad news and remain open to good news. It is important to note and carefully nourish my positive change in your life, for these are the messengers of the wave of fortune. As soon as you hear any even slightly encouraging news, rather than forgetting the information immediately afterwards, as you would have previously done, savor, discuss, and track it. Think the news over from all points of view. Take pleasure in it. Make predictions and expect further improvement. In this way, the vibration of your thoughts will remain at the frequency of the wave of good fortune, and you will be attuning yourself to its parameters. The good news will increase, and life will get better. To filter information in this way is neither a practice of mysticism, nor is it a particular quality of the human psyche. It is the nature of reality. The pessimists look at the world through black tinted glasses, and the optimists through the rose tinted glasses. Either way, you shift to different lifelines according to the quality of your thoughts. All right, so this episode is brought to you by the new download for reality transurfing and stop the mind screw. It's called How to Dance with Pendulums. Actually, this episode is all about how to dance with pendulums. Be sure to go to www.kathyowen.com/reality-transurfing. Hope to see you there. This entire reading just takes me back to the people who call positivity toxic. And if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know I cannot stand that term. It is an oxymoron because positivity cannot be toxic. The two words don't go together. And it's so funny because the kids nowadays call it positivity toxic, but it's like just a word they've come up with because it's forced positivity. And however, do they realize the damage they're doing by looking at positivity as toxic? Because you're not looking at the positive. And that is so easy to do in this day and time. Even Vadim says it himself in the book, how it's easy to slip to different lifelines when you are looking through the negative lens. It's easy to get sucked into the negative pendulum. But you could also go to the positive pendulum. It's less destructive. It's less, it's more satisfying for sure. And dissatisfaction and lack of fulfillment are the pendulum's favorite dish. The toxic positivity people, it's funny because it cracks me up. I still look up the girl who bullied the crap out of me a couple of years ago. And she is so negative. Everything she says is negative. She complains about everything. She sucked into the negative pendulum. Is her life bad? Absolutely not. She feels like she's justified by doing that, and that's fine. She is so unconscious of the energy that she's putting out there. And she's so obsessed with being right over being kind. And I see that so often nowadays. So back to the point in this discussion, focus on positive, focus on joy, even the little bitty things, make them bigger, make them more, and you will find it happening more and more and more in your life, and you will find transforming it in magic fashion. That's how you dance with the pendulum. That's how you find what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what's going to bring you down to a negative lifeline. Dancing with a destructive pendulum will take you to a negative lifeline. And when we become aware of that, it makes us easier because, as Vadim says, the best way to defeat a pendulum is to observe it. Sit back and watch it. Watch it at work and go, oh, okay, I see what's going on over there. And I don't want any part of that destructive pendulum. Watch your world transform in magic fashion. So where does advantage fit in this? The advantage principle in reality transurfing is always saying, my world is always taking care of me. And you will be less likely to slip into those negative lifelines and less likely to be fall victim to the negative destructive pendulum. But it's your choice. You have the choice. And, you know, I like how he says in here that it's not mysticism. It's not a trick on your psyche. It is reality. That's just the way it is. And it's human nature to focus on the negative. And it's funny because it's like the negative is more comfortable than the positive. So that's what people are going to focus on. And the traumas and the tragedies, that's what's going to draw attention. That's what's going to draw attention. And that's what's going to get people paying attention. You know, it, like I talked about in the episode on the slight edge, where he says to focus on the little things, the simple things. That's what people get away from. They're so focused on, oh my gosh, I'm in stuck in the pandemic and I cannot go on vacation and I can't do this, or the weather's going to be horrible. That's what that toxic positivity girl is talking about. It's December right now and she lives in New York and she's, oh my gosh, I'm trying to suck in this weather before it goes cold. You know, does she realize how quickly time passes? And also, does she realize that you can find joy in the cold weather even though it may not feel the best? But you find that joy and you find little pieces of joy in that and move on. I did an episode on me living through the Texas freeze. I did a video on that, and I'll put a link in it in the show notes. Because when I went through the Texas freeze, I lost power for 2 days. And because of the work I had been doing on my mindset, because I had been getting into flow, like Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi talks about, which is the object of Stop the Mind Screw, is get into flow, get into the zone. I was easily adjusted to that. I easily adjusted to that. And I'm like, okay. And it's funny because I looked at Toxic Positivity Girl when I had some power and internet on my phone during that freeze. And she's like, y'all don't use your electricity, conserve it because the people in Texas need it. She was sucked into the pendulum too. She realized, she listened to the news and thought that we were lacking power. But let me tell you something about the electricity in Texas. I live in the most air-conditioned city in the world. And a lot of places that I've worked in the past are so cold, you have to wear a jacket. I go outside to my car in the summertime in 100-degree heat to defrost, to thaw out, because it's so cold in the building. I am absolutely positive we were using a lot more electricity in the summer than we were during the Texas freeze. That was something else, like the something in the electricity system froze up, because we're not used to that type of weather. But the pendulums were at work. They were busy going. And I absolutely love observing the pendulums, because that's the best way to stop them. That is the best way to stop them. Just sit back and watch them. And laugh. Humor is another way to stop them. Find advantage. Find the small things. And go with the flow. All right, that's my episode for today. I hope you liked it. Be sure to give it to share it with somebody who can benefit from this. And until next time, I'll see you next time. Peace out and namaste.